Theater of War is a public health project that has produced hundreds of dramatic readings of Greek tragedies for mixed civilian and military audiences to start a conversation about the return of soldiers to civilian life. Vassar College in Poughkeepsie, New York is hosting Theater of War for a dramatic reading of scenes from Sophocles' Ajax on Sunday, November 3rd from 4 to 6 p.m. in the Vassar Chapel in association with the Vassar College Department of Greek and Roman Studies. Brian Dorries is the founder and artistic director of Theater of War, and he joins us now to tell us more. Brian, welcome to the roundtable.
Oh, thanks so much. It's great to be here.
How did this Theater of War presentation, how did this project begin?
So Theater of War began with a wild hunch that ancient Greek plays written by a general named Sophocles 2,500 years ago that were performed from more than 17,000 citizen soldiers in a century that saw more than 80 years of war, that these plays had something relevant and important to say to contemporary military audiences today. I'm not the first to have come up with that idea. There are many scholars who have made the connection between the ancient Greek military and Athenian military culture and drama itself, most notably Jonathan Shea in his book Achilles in Vietnam, who argues that in the Western world, the basis of storytelling itself was the need to hear and tell the veteran story from the Homeric epics forward. But I was the craziest. I mean, I was the only person who's been crazy enough to think that if I just did this, put these Greek plays in front of contemporary military audiences, something powerful and hopefully healing could happen. And so in 2008, after about a year of knocking on doors and trying to figure out a way into the military. I didn't know anyone in the military at the time. I got my first audience of more than 400 Marines and their spouses in San Diego in a Hyatt ballroom and performed scenes from these are my translations of these ancient Greek plays and set out to have a town hall discussion based on what the audience had just heard. And we scheduled 45 minutes for the discussion. And the discussion lasted 3.5 hours and had to be cut off around midnight. And what we discovered was that ancient Greek tragedy was, and this is my contention, a powerful public health tool for communalizing the experience of war, for opening people up, breaking down stigmas, and helping people to acknowledge the sort of timeless experience, including the invisible wounds of war. And every person who spoke at that first performance quoted lines from Sophocles' plays as if he or she had known the plays for their entire lives. And of course, the truth is they had, because anyone who's lived the experience of war, who faced the stakes of life and death, who's loved, who've lost, they have no trouble relating to these ancient Greek myths and to these very intense emotional portrayals of suffering and loss. So for the last 4.5 years, we've been touring the world, partially with DOD funding, Department of Defense funding, trying to reauthor how a public health campaign can be executed, using these plays as a tool, as a catalyst for helping military and civilian communities as well to come together and acknowledge the experience of war and let down their guard, and hopefully engaging them with resources, both mental health and other types of resources, once they've been opened up to the possibility of pursuing and seeking them.
Understanding that each event couldn't possibly be the same because things would be varied based on the participants and the audience,
Yeah. Tell
us how a Theater of War presentation basically happened.
So in some ways, all Theater of War performances and all of our projects follow the same format. There'll be a performance of about 30, 35 minutes long of selections from an ancient Greek play. At Vassar, it will be selections from Sophocles' Ajax, followed by a moment where the actors leave the stage and four members of the military and civilian community in the Hudson Valley who have some skin in the game come up and they replace the actors and they respond from their guts to what they heard and saw, from their hearts and their guts to what they heard and saw in the play that connected with them personally and professionally across time. And then as soon as they're done, I'll go out in the audience and I'll ask the audience five questions I've asked 232 audiences all over the world. And I'll share with the audience things I've heard across all ranks and services, from the Pentagon to homeless shelters for veterans, and from Cambridge, Massachusetts to San Francisco, California. And I know every time we do the performance, even though we have a sense for what will be said and what will be shared, each person's story is idiosyncratic and personal. And of course, we hear new things every time that are deeply moving. And so we carry those things with us to our next performance. And, you know, we'll have another Theater of War performance less than a week later on the 7th in Portland, Maine, where I'll be sharing in that audience things that we heard at Vassar with a mixed military civilian audience in Portland. So that's the shape of a Theater of War event. The fourth element, which I shouldn't downplay because it's very important, is that is connecting those audiences with resources. So the hope is we activate them. It's not simply enough to have an emotional response to an ancient play, although there is some, I think, power in that. There's relief in realizing that you're not alone in your community and not alone throughout time. A veteran, after an early performance of Theater of War, stood up at one of our early performances in New York City and said, "Brian, that PTSD is from BC, makes me feel less alone in the world." Mm-hmm. And I think that's the public health message of Theater of War. And so on a very sort of basic level, that's what we're trying to convey. But the theory behind Theater of War as a public health tool is that resources that people might have passed by, or conversations they may have not been comfortable having with spouses, family members, or even therapists, that will open doors for people to walk through. Of course, we can't make them walk through those doors, but so we have resources available, both national and local. We have mental health professionals in the audience. We have information for concerned civilians who are activated by what they heard and saw, so hopefully they'll take action as well.
Could you tell us more about how military service members and veterans find out about the performances, and are encouraged to attend?
Yeah, so in the military context, because a huge portion of our performances take place on military installations,
mm-hmm.
still,
right.
The beauty of those performances, which I wish could be replicated in the civilian world, is that a general or a commanding colonel on an installation can make it essentially mandatory for everyone to come to this event. And they call that in the military being voluntold.
Uh-huh.
So you have an option not to come, but it's strongly suggested. So for instance, last week we were in Missouri and we had about 3,000 people attend Theater of War over the span of a single day, all mostly soldiers. The other part about that that's really wonderful is that people come very resistant. They come expecting perhaps more of the same, a PowerPoint presentation about suicide prevention or some condescending briefing in which they're being lectured to about what they should and shouldn't do. And what they find instead is this experience that is way more democratized and open, where no matter what their rank is, they have a valid perspective and they're being empowered to speak. And I know the Theater of War is working when the lowest ranking member of a community speaks the truth of his or her experience in front of the highest ranking member. Something about theater, something about this really emotional and sort of high octane, you know, reading on steroids that we're doing of ancient Greek drama for 45 minutes, for an hour, dissolves the hierarchy and makes it permissive in a non-attributional way for people to say what they've been through and to acknowledge injustice and to articulate betrayal. And that's in large part what these plays are about. So that's what, in a military context, the beauty is that for the most part, it's voluntold. In a civilian context, people hear about it through a number of things. Radio is actually a really great way for people here, because word of mouth hearing people talking about it, I think, is the best advertisement for it, short of seeing it or experiencing it.
Mm-hmm.
We try to attach some of the best actors in the country. We've worked with more than 150 actors, many of them extremely well known, but all of them well credentialed. Because some people in the civilian world will come to see those actors, perform the material and maybe think they know what Greek tragedy is about, and then hear military audiences who are also with them in the same space responding and have doors opened for them as well as to what this is really, what the power of theater, you know, what theater is actually capable of, what it was designed to do, and how it can be applied in the contemporary world to address public health and social issues. And I tend to believe that now, having done this across 11 projects, nearly 400 times, that these ancient plays were a technology, no different than writing or an external hard drive now. If you plug them into the right audience, in the right setting, the plays know what to do, and the audience also knows what to do in return.
How do you recruit or cast the performers who do the readings?
Sure. At first, it was, you know, favors from friends. Mm-hmm. I've been at this for a while. I got some really well-known actors, David Strathairn, who's up, I know, from, you know, your part of the state.
And, yeah, he's wonderful.
And Jesse Eisenberg was one of our earliest actors, Adam Driver. These are all, you know, personal friends that I got to know through the process of staging these plays. And I actually got my start with this in hospitals. That's where I started doing these performances and for medical professionals. And that was where I sort of had my eyes opened. I was a classics nerd, and I was a director, and I wanted to direct my own translations of Greek and Roman plays, but there was no audience for them, short of the academic one, and what little audience existed in the commercial or nonprofit world off Broadway wasn't particularly of interest to me. So I started doing performances in hospitals, and when I heard medical professionals respond, it was as if, even though I translated the play from Greek, whatever we were performing at the time, I had translated it. It was as if I had no idea what the play was about. When I heard them speak, I realized that the audience was the translator. That approach, making this about audience, privileging discussion over performance, using performance as a catalyst for a discussion, not an afterthought, like a talk back, as is said in the contemporary theater world, making the discussion almost everything, led me to the military as I began to read newspaper headlines every day that seemed like they could be ripped in 2007 and in 2008 from Sophocles' plays. So when actors came and started doing them, these performances in hospitals and then later for the military, you know, the experience is so tremendously rewarding for them. In our extremely navel-gazing profession, it is rare to feel as if you were doing anything of service with your craft. And in this instance, actors will deliver, you know, they'll leave their vocal cords on the table. They'll give everything they can to the performance with minimal rehearsal, and then people will take something that they may have just cast off, a line that they didn't think was important, and it will have unlocked a story that, as you're hearing it told, it's apparent is central to someone's path to recovery or maybe even saving his or her life. And that sounds like hyperbole, but I can tell you many instances in which people have come up and said, Theater of War was the reason I went to see a therapist. Theater of War got me to acknowledge that I was thinking about suicide. Theater of War, in some instances, we've heard about Theater of War saving marriages and averting acts of violence. And when actors feel that they're part of something like that, then word starts to spread. And we have a casting director, and we reach out to people we think have a social conscience and would want to participate. But in general, the people who participate are socially conscious actors who come to us and say, I want to be part of this.
Vassar College in Poughkeepsie, New York, is hosting Theater of War for a dramatic reading of scenes from Sophocles' Ajax on Sunday, November 3rd from 4 to 6 p.m. in the Vassar Chapel. Brian, before I let you go, I'm hoping you could tell us a little bit about the work you're doing for Sandy.
Sure. So over the next couple of weeks, we're performing scenes from the Book of Job using Stephen Mitchell's translation, which I'm sure many of your listeners know is an ancient Hebrew poem in the Old Testament that deals with the age-old question of why bad things happen to good people. But I'm really interested in how it raises the question, what happens when bad things happen to good people? How do we respond as human beings? And so we performed on Sunday night in Rockaway, Queens, in a synagogue that was totally destroyed during Sandy, and we were the first event to occur in their sanctuary. It hasn't even been rebuilt, on floorboards and electricity coming from the outside. And then we'll be performing in a mostly African-American, Caribbean-American church in Far Rockaway that was destroyed by the hurricane, that had to rebuild, and then 6 months later, as it was sort of halfway through the rebuilding process, an SUV careened off the street and into the sanctuary and destroyed it again. So we're performing the Book of Job in a twice-destroyed church. Briefly, this project originated in Joplin, Missouri, when we performed the Book of Job for 2,200 people on the one-year anniversary of the EF5 tornado that killed 171 people and destroyed 7,000 homes. And we had Paul Giamatti playing Job and David Strathairn playing God.
Brian Dorries, thank you very much for joining us and telling us about this incredible work that you're doing.
Oh, thanks so much for the opportunity.
Once again, Vassar College in Poughkeepsie is hosting Theater of War for a dramatic reading of scenes from Sophocles' Ajax on Sunday, November 3rd, from 4 to 6 p.m. in the Vassar Chapel. To learn more, visit vassar.edu or outsidethewirellc.com. Brian, thank you again for joining us.
Thanks again.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.